Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Everybody, welcome, welcome to Saudi Earth.
We want to thank everybody for joining today on this beautiful February 26th at 2:56 p.m. We thank everybody for coming. Thank everybody for coming on the line. And your host, Alexandra. Alexandra Cole, she's going to give her a couple of minutes. So how's everybody doing?
I'm doing great. Is this my niece, Lena? This is your Aunt Herder.
Okay. Thank you for joining the line today.
So y'all have a store. Y'all getting ready to start or what?
Yeah. Just wait. Hold on for one moment.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome, light. Welcome, salt of the earth. Welcome, followers and children of God and co-heirs. How are we doing today? Amen. So today we have something very special for you. So today, Salt of the Earth, I'm your host, Alexandra Cole, and my co-host is Pastor Paige and Kendra Cole. Amen. So come on in, get comfortable, get ready for a blessing and some spiritual praying and praise. Thank you for joining us today. So let's get to it and let's go. My Lord and Savior put this on my heart to pray with and pray for the masses. This COVID virus is getting us ready for more to come. It's giving us a chance to slow down and get things organized and orderly with the Lord. So this prayer line started as a result of the Holy Spirit telling me that this virus is our enemy and we need to be putting on our spiritual armor and getting back to the Bible, the Word. So let's pray together and stay together in the... Let's pray together. Let's stay together in the Word of God, stand on His promises, and pray our way through this pandemic as one. Lord Jesus, we love you. We adore you. We come before your presence and ask for forgiveness for anything we've said or done, not in our will, but in your way. We repent and we position ourselves for prayer, breakthrough, blessings, and healings. We come before your presence with the sweet aroma of prayer and ask that you hear and accept these prayers as a sweet offering before you to heal the land. Amen. So at this time, we are going to go ahead and hear a... Amen. Can you hear me? Can everyone hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Amen. Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay. Thank you, thank you, Sister Cole. Today's poem, giving all glory to God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Today's poem is titled, Beware, Little Lambs. Beware, little lambs, beware, beware of the big bad wolf out there. He roams around looking for a prey in the dead of night and in the day. His aim is simply to lure you into sin. Then the blaming and shaming can begin. Lies and deceit he'll gladly employ to cure your peace and stir your joy. He'll make you doubt God's loving grace. He'll say to you, you won't finish this race. He'll tell you to run from Jesus and hide, when in reality his arms are open wide. He'll make you believe God is mad at you. Your enemy knows what fear can do. He'll sit back, relax, take a deep breath, and watch your faith slowly bleed to death into his evil mission. Another insecure and guilt-ridden Christian, another child of God, too afraid to go home, lost in the wilderness, feeling alone. So be aware, little lambs, be aware of the big bad wolf out there. And remember, even in friendly disguise, Satan is and always will be the father of lies. Amen. Now turn it over to back over to Sister Alexandra. Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to be turning it over to Pastor Paige right quick so we can pray.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to say since the COVID is out there, and we say we want to pray. We want to pray. If anyone have a testimony, I mean, got a prayer request, we want to take your prayer request today so we can pray. Amen. One weapon that we do have against the enemy is prayer. That's why the Bible said, if my people that are called would pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked way, then shall I hear from heaven and heal the land. If someone got a prayer request today.
My prayer request is that God will continue to keep me and continue to sustain me and keep me in his will.
Amen. His prayer request to keep her and sustain her. Amen. Hallelujah. Someone else before we turn it over. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, if no one else, amen, we're just going to pray for my sister today. Amen. And so she can bring the word on. So, Father God, we are thankful today for my sister, Lord. Today we come before your presence because you said you meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory, Lord. And we come to you, Lord, that our needs might be met, Lord. Lord, that you would help her and you would sustain her, Lord. And, oh, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would abide upon her, Lord. And, Lord, may the word of God rule in her heart, Lord, that it might richly bless her, Lord, and keep her eyes upon you today. Lord, we look to you that is the author and finisher of our faith, oh, Lord, and because, Lord, you started the thing, Lord, and you said you would finish the thing. So, Lord, I want to thank you today for my sister. I want to thank you for this line today, Lord. Lord, you bless all of those that come to this line, Lord. Let them hear something. Let them hear something, Lord, might uplift their spirit. Lord, I give praise, Lord, that their spirit might be lifted, Lord. And Lord, any enemy that is attacking them, Lord, may they be loosed. May they be loosed today. And those who are not saved, Lord, may they say to themselves and ask, what must I do to be saved today, Lord? And Lord, may they come give their lives to you, Lord. And I want to thank you, Lord, for those giving their life to you, Lord. And Lord, that they might be filled with the Holy Spirit today. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for meeting all of our needs, Lord. Lord, those on the streets today, Lord, meet their need today, Lord. I thank you for meeting their needs, so Lord. Oh, Lord, those that are homeless, Lord, meet their needs today, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, those are jobless, Lord, meet their needs, Lord. Those don't have enough money today, Lord, meet their needs. Lord, that the expenses might be taken care of, Lord. And Lord, I want to thank you for this line today, Lord, and all that come to this line, Lord. May they hear, Lord. May they believe and receive your word. And so, Lord, I come to give praise and thanks in Jesus' name today. Amen, amen, amen. And let us all say one word. We need to make a confession. According to Romans 10, we need to confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart. And if you make a confession today, that you need to say, I can do all things through the Christ that strengthened me. Amen. I can do all things through the Christ that strengthened me. And you need to tell yourself that. So whatever it is that you're facing today, say to yourself, I can do all things through the Christ that strengthened me. Amen. I can overcome this thing, whatever it is, through the Christ that strengthened me. Amen. Amen. Back in your hands, sister.
Amen. Thank you for that, Pastor Paige. Okay, so part one. Okay, today's our topic will be understanding the Sabbath. Okay, because I know a lot of people don't understand the Sabbath. So today I wanted to break it down to a lot of the people. Are we really serving the Lord on the correct day? So we have part one and part two. Today is part one of understanding the Sabbath. So you may, I'm going to give you the background how the Sabbath came about, okay? And you might not get a lot of scripture, but we're going to get a lot of understanding how this happened, how we end up being on Sunday instead of the original day, which is Saturday. Let's see what happened, the reason why we are celebrating the Lord's day on Sunday instead of the day that he made, which was Saturday. How did it get switched? So we're going to go back into time, and we're going to go over understanding the Sabbath and see how we ended up on Sunday, okay? So today in America, across the states, it's a weekly tradition to gather together in the church pews to fellowship what is supposed to be the Sabbath. Large advertisements on church lawns to gather together to know it's not in line with any sound written scripture or command. Still, people gather together and worship on the seventh day, such as the Seventh Day Adventist, the Seventh Day Baptist, and members of Church of God Seventh Day. But they mark their Sabbath from evening of Friday to the evening of Saturday. Kazari being Jews. Now, this practice, too, is not based on scripture, but one might ask, how did it come to this? In AD 306, a new Roman emperor by the name of Constantine came to power. The great change came through Constantine. Constantine won war after war, and he said one night God came to him in a vision, and he said God told him to be a Christian and use this sign on your shield as you go into battle and conquer, and you will conquer. Okay, so the Roman Empire, the Jews, are all religions, and all religious are respected when the Jews kept fighting against Rome. So what had been like an unsafety became a lightning rod to the Jews. Okay, so in other words, the Christians were getting persecuted by the Jews because of the way that they kept the Sabbath on Saturday, which is the original day of the seventh day. Okay, so the Jews were they ran away from the Roman Empire because they were imposing upon them and killing them because they did not want them to celebrate on Saturday, but on Sunday. Okay, so the church leaders began to devalue the seventh-day Sabbath and the Ten Commandments for the more popular Roman Sunday. Now, this was because of Constantine. Now, some Christians mistakenly thought that you should fast on the Sabbath and feast on Sunday, but the Jewish fast Friday and feasted on Saturday. There's a third reason why people chose Sunday was because of the sun god. And so the sun worshiping began to creep into the church. And so Constantine, the emperor at that time, used that day as a day people should worship on. So this gradually became their law. Okay? So over the centuries, it is widely accepted that Sunday has no foundation in the Bible. So in AD 1313, Constantine published in Edio de Menleno, the emperor's Sunday law, and had nothing to do with Christians. It was to honor the sun god Apollo. So the emperor Constantine moved the day of worship from what Saturday, the Sabbath, to Sunday. That was Judaism to Sunday, the day of the sun god. So Constantine tells the people on the venerable day of the sun, let the magistrates and people residing in cities rest, and let all workshops be closed. This is Constantine talking to the people. So Constantine made it a law that this change has to happen overnight. Okay, so by the early 4th century, the Christians had started worshiping on Sunday, and many Christians will argue that the basis for observing Sunday is found in Scripture, and they will even argue that it doesn't replace the seventh-day Sabbath, but we have clearly seen that Sunday was meant to replace it. Meanwhile, there is nowhere in Scripture that of the seventh day be set aside for rest. One thing we have to realize is that the day of worship of deity. Okay, so back then they believed in deity. And so what they did was very important. It was very important for them to honor their deity. So they made a decision from the ancient world to name their deity after the days of the week. Okay? So many of their decisions have persisted to this day. The many gods they serve have crept into Christianity and science, and even the months and the days of the week. So as to the days of the week, we have the Saxon and the Vikings from over thousands of years old came from. Example, Monday is considered moon's day. Okay, that's the moon in the sky. Tuesday came from Tears Day, which is the son of one of their deities, a god of war in Old English. Wednesday is considered Odin's Day, and this is a god that they worship. This was a one-eyed god who was considered a wise man with two pet ravens, one on each shoulder, one for thought and one for memory. That meant he knew everything. So he was considered a wise man. Okay? And then they had one also Thursday. Thursday should be easy to guess. It's Thor's Day, the most famous god of lightning and power. Sometimes stupid but very brave. And next it's Friday, which is considered Frigg's Day, that she could weave clouds together. She was the wife of Odin, and they say together they ruled over all the gods. So Sunday, well, you know what Sunday is. Sunday is Sun's Day, just like Monday is Moon Day. So that's how we got our names for the days of the week. Now the Sunday is, you can guess, Sun's Day. So Moon Day is the same thing. So next time you take a look at your calendar, remember where the days came from. So what we're talking about is a lot of people celebrate the Sabbath day on Sunday, which has been moved by the Roman authorities way back when. And we have kept that tradition all the way up to today. No one in the religious followers of Christ or anyone that has followed Christ has went and done their homework to see why this day was removed and why we're still on Sunday celebrating. That is not the day that the Lord gave us. The Lord gave us his day was Saturday, which sound closer to Sabbath than Sunday. So we need to go back to the original day. In the commandments, the fourth commandment is keep my day holy. Is that correct, Pastor Pace? The fourth commandment is, what is it? Remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. Amen. So it's remember amen. The Sabbath. So, amen. Go ahead, Pastor.
Yeah, say amen.
Okay. Yeah. So he said, remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. So the Sabbath day is on Saturday, and we're not following the Ten Commandments by keeping it on Sunday, but we were not aware. See, we're not taught this in church. So when we're not taught things in church, you know, then when it is introduced to us, then we're surprised. I never heard that or whatever. But a lot of our ministers and pastors, the people that we trust to teach us the word correctly, that I don't know if a lot of them go back in time or not, or if they do, they don't change. So if you know better, you would do better, right? So that means that you would change and go back to the original day that the Lord made for us to rest on. That is the day that we rest. We do not work, and we honor him. And that is the day, the Sabbath day. So what I'm saying to the saints is we need to get back to some of the original stuff that God says. He said he does not change. We change. So as we can see through time and through the years that we have been bamboozled a lot about our own understanding of when Jesus was here and when he walked. So this is revealed to us, then it's our responsibility to do something about it. So we need to figure out how we are going to acknowledge God and being obedient to the word. So now since we're shut in and we're not attending churches, you have the opportunity to maybe find a line or maybe come on a line. I'm going to be moving the Salt of the Earth to Saturday because I know better now. So I might be moving it, and I will keep you guys abreast of it, but I want to be on the original time frame just like he wants us to be. So, I mean, churches are a little bit more complicated. They have people and divisions and groups and folks to tell them how to do things. But they are not telling them from the original writings of the Lord. They're going by their own understanding and their own platform and usage. So we need to be aware of that. We want to make sure that when we stand before the Lord, we understand that the Sabbath day was Saturday, and we're all responsible for our own understanding of everything. So that is an important day to him. The Sabbath day is very important to him. So for us to continue to stay on the Sunday calendar, now we do have some churches that are open on Saturday, but I don't know how many follow Christ. They all have different divisions, like I just told you, the Seventh Day. You have to look into the church to see what type of church it is. But if you can find the type of church that you like right now, and if they have church on Saturday, then that's the day that needs to be acknowledged by God. But some people say they do Saturday and Sunday. I heard some people say they'll acknowledge Saturday and still go to church on Sunday. If you want to do that, that's fine. But the original day is the Sabbath day. So I wanted to just bring this to your attention because we know that all this is very important to him. It doesn't matter what we think. And some people might say, well, the Lord will let us. He's a good God. He'll let us. Some things, that'll be up to him because he's your creator. That's up to him. But he said he does not change. So therefore, we need to kind of stick to his everything that he wants done, not up to our own understanding. Because then we are held accountable. Because if we just follow people and not look into things, then we're just like the blind leading the blind. So once you find out something that they've changed about our Lord and Savior, when he said we need to keep these days holy, we need to follow these traditions, and we need to continue to do that. He never changed the Sabbath day. Even in the New Testament, that's not changed. It's not changed at all. So we need to be sticking to the original Sabbath day that he gave us. He has not changed any of that. And if any pastor or minister told you that, they are a lie, because it's not in written scripture that has been changed. So that's the reason why we need to do our own understanding and our own homework behind a lot of the pastors and people of God that we're under. Because today, in the last days, everybody is not under the Spirit of God the way that they should be. So you're going to find a little bit here and a little bit there that's not according to his word and not in his will. So I just wanted to bring that to you. Part two will be next week. And next week we're going to get into the time, because believe it or not, we're also off in the time. So we know that it's 24 hours in a day, but if you did your homework, you'll see that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said it's only 12 hours in a day. So if it's 12 hours in a day, then that means when the Bible said the time will be shortened, he had to come back because time was shortened. That means that guess what? We follow in the wrong time zone. But see, Jesus is not in time. We are. He's not in time. So again, I'll explain that to you next week so you can see how the 24 hours came about. Because, again, that had nothing to do with Jesus. This is all the New World Order under the Romans from way back when all the way up until today. So we are following things that Jesus did not put in place. Amen. So I just wanted to give you guys an understanding. It's good to have understanding about things in the Bible when you read. And if you don't know where it came from or how it came about, it's good to go and look into it to see if that we are on the right path and if we're following what he says. But even though we get through explaining about the 24 hours, we can continue to be on that time. But just know that Jesus said it's only 12 hours in a day. Not 24. So if he said, if he didn't come back when he did, there wouldn't be anyone left. That means that technically we are slow in time and he will come sooner than what we think. Amen?
Amen.
So I am just saying that's very important to us. So next week we will be doing part two of understanding the Sabbath. And I will give you some more understanding of it. So at least you know. You know, if you want to do a change or something, that'll be totally up to you. But at least you know, and no one can tell you different. So, you know, all this came from the Roman Empire. And today they are consistently in the Christianity and the religion of the Christians. And they have changed a lot of things. So we have to go back and make sure that we're doing what Jesus said and not what Satan is saying and twisting and turning. So I just want to make sure that we're all on one accord with that. Amen? So at
Amen.
This
can
time,
I,
I'm...
Hey, sister, can I interrupt
yes.
you?
Yes.
Can I interrupt
yes, you can.
You
Go
Amen.
Ahead. Amen.
Well, let's go get some scriptures on this because going back to the law does not justify you. Going back to the law does not justify you anymore.
Okay.
The Sabbath came to you under the law. We are not under the law anymore.
Okay.
Now, if you want to keep the Sabbath, it's okay. But you can't
uh-huh.
tell people we need to go back to the Sabbath because the Lord never told us to go back to the Sabbath. Now, the fact he told us, it's going to be the Colossians chapter 2. And let's get it from the Bible, not from the Seventh-day Adventist somewhere.
Okay, I didn't get it from Seventh-day Adventist, but go ahead, go back.
Well, look at chapter 2. Let's start at verse 13, because Jesus has came and fulfilled the Sabbath for you. Jesus is our rest. Sabbath means the day of rest. Jesus is our rest. We have to go to Hebrews
okay.
and find that. Now, notice what it says. We talk about worshiping days and worshiping on days. Colossians chapter 2. And being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh has been quickened together with him, has forgiven you all your trespasses. Blot not the handwriting of ordinance. You see, the Sabbath was an ordinance, just like all the different sacrifices and washing of your hands. All those was ordinance. But Jesus said, blot not the handwriting of ordinance that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way. He took those ordinances out of the way.
Can somebody mute their phone, please? It's a lot of noise here.
No, that ain't mine, then.
Oh, okay.
Having four principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing them over them in it. Let no man judge you in meat or drink or in respect of an holy day, or the new moon, or the Sabbath days, which are shadows of things to come, but the body is by Christ. Those things was temporary things. Shadows is just an image of something that was to come. All the things under the law were just an image of something to come, and Jesus fulfilled all of that. Jesus even said that he was the Lord of the Sabbath. Amen.
Saying
that they're good. What should you do if we're going to call it a Sabbath? You should do good on it, not evil. Not that we
right.
have to go back and worship on a day, because worshiping on a certain day don't change your heart. Don't change your heart. So he told us that this is not even a respect. We don't even have to, don't let nobody judge you in that. That's what the scripture said. on what day you keep. Sabbath day. There are many Sabbaths. If you're going to keep the Sabbaths, you got to keep all of them. There's a Sabbath month. There's a Sabbath year. And so that's a Sabbath week.
Oh, but which, let me, my question, okay, so my question to you is, what was the original Sabbath day that the Jesus wanted us to acknowledge? That's all
Jesus,
I'm asking.
Jesus never told us we had to keep the Sabbath day to be saved.
Okay, so wasn't that in the Ten Commandments?
Ten Commandments, but even when a man asked Jesus in the law, they asked Jesus, said, well, what must I do to be saved? And that was on the sixth commandments given. And the Sabbath wasn't in there. Let me go back to that right quick, amen. Because, you know, I mean, Sabbath, I mean, if you want to worship on Sabbath, we don't, anybody want to worship a day, you can worship on that day. But that's not what Lord said you to have salvation. Let me go back here. Let me see. Go back here for a moment, for the Sabbath day. Amen. Because,
so in other words, the Ten Commandments, the fourth commandment. So if we, so in other words, we don't honor that. We can do any day we want to. That's what you're telling me.
You serve God every day. It's not no one.
Right.
Day.
We serve God every day, but we're not talking about every day. We just saying the Sabbath. He said in the Ten Commandments
say,
that he wanted to
one
keep
day
that
is,
one home.
One day is no different from the other day. Even in the law, if you go back in the law. When you go back to the law, he told God, say, I don't want those sacrificing things you sent up there. I just go to Isaiah chapter 1.
Uh-huh.
We go back to the law to show that those things, that God didn't even respect those things no more because it wasn't good to him. It wasn't good for him.
Okay.
Remember Isaiah chapter 1, I think probably about verse 7, I believe. Well, God said he didn't even want that no more. That stuff was bad. It was a
so in the New
God.
In the New Testament, is there a day for Sabbath or no?
Is a day for Sabbath? We serve Jesus every day.
There I understand
no
that. I'm there's just
no,
saying.
There's no special day. There's no special day with God in the New Testament.
Okay.
Worship anyway, and to worship it. Now, everybody might talk about, you know, well, we talk about the first day of the week, but, you know, that's when they say Jesus rose on the first day of the week, so I don't want to get. But look at what Isaiah said. I'm just trying to show you that coming from the law, if you want to do it on, if you worship on the Sabbath, you'll know better. If you don't worship on the Sabbath, you'll know worse. And so
okay.
Let that be a choice to whoever wants to do it. They can do
right.
It. Don't
well,
to
as
do
you
it,
said, they can do it Saturday or Sunday.
But
I said some people do both.
Yeah, but you can't, one thing you can't do, you can't say we need to go back to something that God never told us to go back to anything. We're not going back to anything. We're moving forward. The law is behind us. Why? You know, I mean, even in Galatians, Paul asks, why do you want to be under the law? But I want to show you this right here, what God said in Isaiah. And so that you can show if it was God didn't like it here, that means it don't need to go forward. So Isaiah says, verse 11, he said, hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of God, you people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, said the Lord? I am full of burnt offerings, ram, and fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bulls or in lambs or he-goat. When you come to appeal before me, who has required this at your head to tread my court? Bring no more oblations, incense, and abomination unto me. For your new moons and your Sabbaths, the calling of assembly, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity to me, even your solemn meetings, your new moons and your appointed feasts. My soul hateth. They are trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them.
Are you okay? So this, which chapter are you in? Are you still in Isaiah? You went somewhere. Where did you go?
Well, I went to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 10. 10 through 14, you can see God in the Old Testament, not New Testament, So if God did away with it in the Old Testament, he didn't need you to bring it back in the New.
Okay.
I'm just saying now, you know, I mean, we ain't going to get to the point where that we're going to appoint a certain day when God don't have no certain day.
Okay, but it's still understanding the Sabbath.
I know.
So, I mean, we don't have to have, like you said, maybe we don't have to have a certain day, but we still are understanding it.
Yeah, we're understanding, but don't just go back and say people are lying because they're doing it and all of that. That wouldn't be true. You see, that wouldn't be true because people have scripture for what they say and what they do. And it is in here, Isaiah chapter 1, saying we don't, he said, God said they are, what did God say about those days? He said they are in a iniquity to me. You're just doing it, but it ain't changing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
God won't think that's going to change your heart. Whatever day you keep is not changing your heart. Whether you want, if you want to worship, you can worship on Tuesdays if you want to. It don't matter. And since we use our calendar, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I understand that they named them and changed them because the months are even changed as far as our national month. I know there was one month called Nisan, and the seventh month, which was somewhere about the ninth month, somewhere, not Nisan. But what we have here today, you know, we can't get into these days and things because these things were done away with in Christ. That's all I'm trying to say. I mean, if somebody wants to keep the Sabbath, but don't take people back to something that ain't going to do them no good anyway. Let's go to the book of Galatians. Let's go to the book of Galatians, look at something. Now, all that came under the law. All that came under the law. Galatians. Galatians. I probably won't. That's Ephesians. Probably won't chapter 4, I believe. Let me go back, make sure, because we're going to look at it because we're talking about going back to the law. Now that Sabbath came under the law, amen. God didn't ask nobody to keep it until the law coming. You know, everybody might have had it, but he really didn't act. He rested on the seventh day, but he didn't tell nobody to keep that day. It didn't come till the law came. The Sabbath came with the law. And then we're not under the law now. We're under grace. Let me see here. Grace is here. Hallelujah. Chapter 3 of book of Galatians. And start at verse 1. Amen. To show you, we're not trying to go back to the law. Going back to the law, you're not going to find salvation under the law. You're not going to find. The law was to bring you to God. It was to show you how wicked and evil you was, and you had to come to the Lord for your salvation. The law don't bear fruit. The law can make the tree green, but the law never did bear any fruits, and that's why Jesus had to curse the tree. It says in chapter 3, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who has put a spell on you that you should not obey the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidence set forth crucified among you. This only what I learned of you, receive ye the spirit of the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. How do you receive the Holy Ghost? You hear the law? Did you receive the Holy Ghost by the hearing of the law or by the hearing of faith? We receive the Holy Ghost by the hearing of faith.
Right,
And so... Are you so foolish? Are you so foolish having began in the spirit? Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it yet be in vain? He therefore that ministers spirit and work miracles among you, does he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? How is these things done? Are we doing it by the hearing of the faith or by the works of the law? The Sabbath was part of the works of the law. The new moons and all of that stuff that God talked about in Isaiah, all that was part of the law. And they said Jesus nailed that to the cross. That's all I'm trying to say about it, you know. But we can't put and say you have to do it on this day. if you want to do it on that day, you can do it on the day. Let me see. But you don't have to do it on that day. And so when we get into it trying to make a doctrine out of something, then we get in trouble. Then we have to put a stop on it because you can't have no doctrine because your salvation is not based on whether you keep the Sabbath or not. Your salvation is based on whether you believe in Jesus or not and not whether or not you keep a day. That's what I'm just trying to say about it. You know what I mean? And I think when the ruler came to Jesus, let me see. I got to look that up. I can't think of exactly where it's at right now. When the rich ruler came to Jesus and asked him, what must he do to inherit eternal life? And you won't see the Sabbath day mentioned in there. I have to go back and look that up right quick. But you won't find him saying that. You won't find Jesus saying that. The Sabbath day ain't even mentioned in that. When that young ruler came to Jesus and asked him, what must he do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, keep the commandments. Said, which? And the Sabbath day is not even mentioned in there. Lord, where is that one right now? Amen. And so that's what I'm trying to say about it. If something was done away with in Christ, we don't need to go back to it. Because going back to it is not going to make you holy. Living right before God, keeping the commandments, keeping yourself pure. Those are the things we have to do that's going to make you holy. There's nothing Amen. Back there that's going to make you holy.
I got some scripture for you.
Go ahead, sign that. Bring that scripture up.
It is Matthew 19:16-22. It say, Now behold, one came and said to him, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? He said unto him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one that is God. And if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. He said, which ones? Jesus said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your mother and father, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, all of these I have kept from my youth.
Okay, so when he said that, now, did your Sabbath mention anywhere in there?
No. Okay, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. So we're not trying to get off track. So some things need to be tweaked. That's fine. But I wasn't saying the Sabbath day was going to save anybody. I never said that. I was saying we should keep the Sabbath day holy. So they can make it any day that they want to. And like you said, it's under the old law, so if they don't want to acknowledge that, that's fine. I was giving people a background, an understanding of the Sabbath. So they can keep it any way they wish to. I was giving them background information on understanding the Sabbath. I'm not telling anyone to keep it. That's up to them. I'm letting them know how it came about. That's what I was doing, going back in history, letting them know how it came about.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure then because I didn't want it to be that someone was going to think that he was gaining salvation.
We know it's very clear how we need to get saved, and it said nothing about the Sabbath.
Can I say something?
Amen.
Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I thought Pastor Page was saying the Sabbath day is every day. I mean, we worship God every day. So
that's true.
On two particular days, Saturday.
No, I was okay. In the beginning, I was, but like he said, it was the old law. I was letting you know. So every day is a day of worship with the Lord. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. I'm just going by what the Ten Commandments said, and it said keep the Sabbath day holy. I didn't mean to roll this into a snowball where everybody can start pointing fingers. That's not the whole thing. This is called understanding. Understanding the Sabbath. It didn't say this is the day that you, I was giving you guys history on how it came about, went from Saturday to Sunday, how the Romans bought it in from the Roman side and bought it onto the Christian side. That's what I was, like the Bible says, that you can do, any man can do according to how he feels. But every day is a day of Thanksgiving. So if you want the Sabbath day to be every day, then you can do that. I was just saying understanding the Sabbath. That's all I was saying, understanding the Sabbath.
It's all right. We were just trying to say, you know, somebody going by thinking, because going back to the Sabbath was really going to do them any good.
I'm just telling you how it went from how Constantine turned it from a day that they did back in the day. They had their own God, and how it came about to go on Sunday. And when they started off on Saturday, the Christians started it off on Saturday. That was my whole thing.
That is correct. That is correct. That is correct. That is correct.
Roman people changed it over to Sunday.
You know, I heard you say, you know, people are not teaching these things. And
well, I was saying they wasn't teaching them the understanding of the Sabbath.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about.
I wanted to get in there because I didn't want anyone, the reason we don't, the preachers don't, they talk about God to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. But the reason we don't put it out there for your salvation or stress it so much is because we know that it's not something that what had to be done. But like you say, if that's the history, amen. Praise God. You are so correct about all the things you said.
Amen. So I thank you for that, Pastor Page. Like I said, I was just breaking down the understanding of the Sabbath, how the Christians celebrated it back in their day, and how the Romans changed it to Sunday, and everybody is going forward in Sunday as celebrating, you know, the day of worship. That's all I was talking about, understanding it.
Amen.
I was meant from one to another.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen. 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 Thank the Lord.
If people want to do the Sabbath every day, then that's up to them. People take communion every day. So if you want to do that, you can do that too. We're going to talk about communion as well. Some people take the church, they take it once a month. Some people take it every day. So we're going to also talk about communion. So if people want to take communion every day, they're more than welcome to do that. If they want to take it once a month with their church, most churches take it the first Sunday of the month, then I'm going to break down the understanding of communion as well. So it's up to the individual how they want to do it.
Amen.
So that's it, the understanding of it. That's all that I was bringing it down. And then I was also telling you how the days of the week got their days, where it came from, and how the months, where they came from, and how the time is there. I was just breaking down some of this old stuff to let you guys know about the 24 hours and the 12. I haven't done that yet, but I still want to break it down to you guys so you can understand how it operates. But other than that, you know, it's good to know how these things operate and how we got to where we are. There's nothing wrong with that. So that's why I was breaking that down. So that was my whole thing for today, understanding the Sabbath. So I hope no one was offended by it, because this was not to be offensive to anyone. This is just giving you information and understanding and insight. That's all that is. Amen.
Amen.
So if anyone would like to say anything at this time, go ahead. You have the floor if you want to say anything about it.
I believe that Jesus came and he fulfilled all the laws, and that law is abundance under the law. I have my church in on Saturday, and it is, and we don't have it because we are Seventh-day Adventists, or say that we keep the Sabbath. It's just a day that was available for us to have service. And I have service on Saturdays, and then I go to church on Sunday as well. And if anybody have a revival,
amen,
I go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I believe that if Christ became the Sabbath, because he taken all of those laws, and if we can keep the old law,
then we have to keep all of the laws if we're going to keep one. And the reason why Christ came is because we could not keep the law. The law could not save us. And so I think it's a very good subject, and I think we got a very good understanding about the Sabbath. Is it because the Sabbath do? If we keep Christ, then we have kept the Sabbath. It's because He fulfilled all those laws. So,
amen.
And all of those laws falls up under the one commandment, and that's love. We must love one another. That is a commandment.
Amen. That is. You're correct, sister. Amen for that. And that's all it is, just insight and understanding of how the Sabbath, understanding it, just understanding information. Amen. Anyone else?
Amen, amen. This is Elder Prevost. I just want to thank Sister Alexandra for the background on the Sabbath and the background on the days of the week. Because, you know, you got some Christians, they'll tell you, you know, we go to church because Christ rose on Sunday or something like that. Like, they really don't really know the knowledge of why we go to church on Sunday. So I thank you for that background and that knowledge. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much, brother. Thank you so much, Brother Prevost. Okay, so part two is next week. We're just going to go over some more understanding of it. If you would please like to join me, I would love for you to join me so you can get some more, you know, background on it. You know, it's nothing wrong with understanding things, how they were and where we are now. So, again, if you would like to join me next week, I would really appreciate it. And I'm going to give you guys some more stuff to just take a look at and just know. You know what I'm saying? So you could just have an understanding of how all this came about. But, again, everything is back with Scripture. Everything is back with Scripture. But this, again, was knowledge. This was just knowledge and understanding. And it does still go with some Scripture today that we have in the Bible. But this was basically a learning tool today, a lesson where all this came, how it got started, where it came from. So I thank you guys for coming on today. I hope you guys will join me next Friday again so we can get you and we learn some more about the hours and the days and a little bit more. So, but other than that, if no one else has anything to say, we will go ahead and have Pastor Paige go ahead and pray us out. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Paige.
Amen. 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 Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you grace. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for blessing this line. And Lord, help us get an understanding of all things you have done. And we give praise and thanks for blessing the word, blessing those that are here. Heal all those that are sick, Lord. Uplift all those who need to be uplifting. And Lord, as we dismiss from this place, this line today, may the Holy Spirit continue to rest, rule, and abide with you now and forevermore. Amen. In Jesus' name, you're dismissed. Amen.
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 Thank
God bless
y'all. Coming. Have a great week. Thank you guys for coming. Have a blessed weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Get out there and get some of that sun and keep loving on one another. Amen. And I have the Lord protect you and keep you covered by the blood of Jesus and keep you covered in his arms until we meet again. Amen.
Amen.
everybody.
Say amen.
God.
God has spoken.
So let the church.
Let the church.
Say. To what His word says, God has spoken. Let the church
say,
amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response to whatever He said, from the healing of your body to the raising of the dead. How your world is reeling, battle on through the night,
amen.
Cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen.
Even in the valley,
amen.
Or standing at your red sea,
amen.
Continue to say,
amen.
Cause your help is on the way,
amen.
My God has spoken, I heard Him, so let the church say, the church
say,
all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so
let
the church
say,
oh, let the whole church
say,
God has spoken. Well, let the church, let the church say, let the church say. About to die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
Know you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above. I believe.